This is WLVR News. Many older adults require specialized care during the day that often takes place outside of their home. At the start of the pandemic, those adult daycare programs went virtual, but none of their funding followed. Now the daycare centers have waivers to free up funding, but the money may have come too late. WLVR's Genesis Ortega reports.
Nancy Buto says her husband Robert has physical limitations and Alzheimer's. Robert is 77 and used an adult daycare service provided through the YWCA of Bethlehem before the pandemic. Since March, he's gotten some of his program through a virtual chat.
If it weren't for them doing Zoom, he'd be very isolated. They do chair exercises, they play bingo, but it keeps him engaged because otherwise he'd sit in his chair and he'd sleep.
Miguel Rodriguez is a manager at another center, Devi Adult Day Services in Bethlehem.
Ultimately, it's the socialization part that actually keeps them active and thriving. So our main goal is to keep them healthy and independently living at home, if possible.
In March, Devi Adult Day Services had to shut down because Medicaid funding would not pay for the program when it went online. Initially, money from the CARES Act paid for about 3 months' worth of expenses for daycare centers across the Commonwealth. But now, 9 months into the pandemic, Rodriguez says that this snag in funding has made the virtual alternative unsustainable for his center.
State health insurance won't provide the funds for that type of service. So therefore, we really can't provide the service via Zoom. We don't want to make it a funds issue, but unfortunately, all these programs, they need funds to keep running.
And Devi Adult Day Services isn't alone. Other centers across the state have the same problem. Nicole Pruitt is a representative from PA Adult Day Services Association.
There have been 15 centers now that have turned in their license and closed across the state. We know anecdotally that there are a lot more centers on the brink of closure. They're just not willing to turn in their license yet.
Pruitt says that early on, her organization urged the state to submit a waiver request so Medicaid could start funding remote services.
We sent a proposal to the state to do meal delivery, to do wellness checks, to do virtual activities and virtual programs. So the things that we could do and could figure out ways to do, we started that conversation or tried to start that conversation with the state at that time.
And Pruitt says the response was not fast enough. A spokesperson from the PA Department of Human Services says they submitted the request in November. That's when the state realized centers would have to shift from in-person to virtual care indefinitely. Nicole Pruitt says the request was approved, but they haven't seen any money yet.
We need the state to make sure that the reimbursement rates they offer us and they pay us are going to be fair and going to actually cover the cost of us to be able to provide quality services, or adult day centers are going to go away.
The DHS spokesperson says they're working on guidance. The YWCA of Bethlehem is offering Robert Buto virtual adult daycare services, even though it's getting no financial support to do so. The Y says it will offer his program for as long as it can. Nancy Buto says it's important for both of them.
It preserves my sanity. It really does. And it gave me a break from being confined to the house. And so it's very important to me.
But for many other adult daycare centers, virtual services aren't an option until funding issues are resolved. Genesis Ortega, WLVR News.